Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Anheuser-Busch InBev, ticker symbol BD, one of the biggest players in the global beverage industry. If you're thinking about investing in this beer giant, or just curious about how they're performing, stick around, because we're breaking down everything from their financials, to their market position, and even what the charts are telling us. Let's get started. Alright, before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. Anheuser-Busch InBev is a name most of us recognize. Think Budweiser, Corona, Stella Artois. They're not just a beer company. They're a global powerhouse in the beverage space, with a massive portfolio of brands and operations spanning the world. Headquartered in Leuven, Belgium, with a history dating back to 1366, this isn't a small player we're talking about. They've got over 144,000 employees and a market cap of around $155 billion. So yeah, we're dealing with a heavyweight in the consumer defensive sector. Let's dig into what makes them tick and where they might be headed. Now, a little more about the company itself. Anheuser-Busch InBev, or AB InBev as they're often called, is the world's largest brewer by volume. Their business model is built on producing, distributing, and selling beer, other alcoholic beverages, and even soft drinks across the globe. Their portfolio includes over 500 brands, with mega brands like Budweiser, Corona, and Modelo Especial leading the charge. They operate in key regions like North America, South America, Europe, Middle East, Africa, and Asia Pacific, which gives them a truly global footprint. Under the leadership of CEO Michel Doukeris, they've been focusing on premiumization, pushing higher-end products, and expanding their presence in emerging markets. That's the big picture, so let's zoom in on their financial performance. Let's talk revenue. For the full year 2025, AB InBev reported a total revenue of about $59.5 billion, which is a slight dip from the $59.7 billion in 2024, but still near record highs. Breaking it down by geography based on earlier data, North America remains a massive contributor, historically accounting for a significant chunk of sales. Think around $15.6 billion in 2020 alone. South America and Middle America also play big roles, with billions in revenue from those regions as well. Their focus on mega brands and premium products has been driving growth in certain markets, though they've faced some volume declines in others, like the US, due to shifting consumer preferences and competition. Still, their ability to generate revenue across diverse markets is a key strength. Let's see how this translates to their bottom line. Moving on to earnings, AB InBev's most recent results for 2025 show a net income of about $6.86 billion, up from $5.85 billion in 2024. That translates to an earnings per share of 3.46, a nice jump from 2.92 the prior year. Their EBITDA for 2025 came in at a robust $20.76 billion, showing strong operational performance despite some revenue softness. Key takeaways here? They're seeing growth in profitability, driven by premiumization and cost efficiencies, even as beer volumes face pressure in certain regions. Latin America has been a bright spot, offsetting weaker demand in the U.S. market. Overall, their earnings paint a picture of a company that's managing challenges while still delivering for shareholders. Now, let's touch on some insights from their latest earnings call for full year 2024, since it gives us a sense of management's perspective heading into 2025. They highlighted record high revenues in U.S. dollar terms and emphasized their mega brand strategy, which grew significantly. Premiumization continues to be a focus, with higher end products driving margin improvements. They also pointed to strong growth in markets like Latin America, while acknowledging headwinds in the U.S. due to softer beer demand. Management remains confident in their long-term growth targets, projecting EBITDA growth of 4-8% for 2025. It's clear they're doubling down on strategic priorities like innovation and market expansion to keep the momentum going. All right, let's dive into the financial statements for a closer look at their health. On the income statement side, gross profit for 2025 was around $33.3 billion, with a gross margin of about 56%, which is solid for this industry. Operating income stood at $15.1 billion, showing they're keeping costs in check relative to revenue. Looking at the balance sheet, Total assets for 2025 were $218.8 billion, with cash and equivalents at $11.6 billion, decent liquidity there. However, total liabilities are high at $121 billion, and their debt-to-equity ratio sits at 0.84, which isn't alarming but worth watching given the size of their debt load. On the cash flow front, they generated $14.9 billion from operations in 2025, with free cash flow of $11.3 billion. That's a strong sign they can fund dividends, reduce debt, and invest in growth. Overall, the financials show resilience, but the debt level is something long-term investors should keep an eye on. Now let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of around $80, AB InBev has a trailing PE ratio of about 15.1, which is below the industry average of around 23 for alcoholic beverages. Their forward PE for 2025 is estimated at 18.7, dropping to 16.3 for 2026, suggesting the market expects earnings growth to continue. Price-to-sales ratio is 1.7, which isn't overly expensive compared to peers. Their enterprise value is around $204.6 billion, factoring in that hefty debt. With a dividend yield of 1.2%, it's not a huge income play, but it's a nice bonus for value investors. Compared to the sector, Bud looks reasonably valued, potentially undervalued if they keep growing profitability. But valuation isn't everything. Let's look at their strategic position. Let's break down AB InBev's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to get a fuller picture. Starting with strengths, their record revenue performance and global brand portfolio are huge. They've got iconic names like Budweiser and Corona, and their scale gives them pricing power and distribution muscle. On the flip side, weaknesses include high debt levels, which could limit flexibility if interest rates climb, and volume declines in key markets like the US due to changing consumer tastes. Opportunities? Emerging markets are a big one. They're seeing growth in Latin America and Asia Pacific, plus premiumization trends could boost margins further. Threats include intense competition from craft brewers and other beverage categories, plus regulatory risks around alcohol consumption. Overall, they've got a strong foundation, but they need to navigate some choppy waters. Let's check out their recent stock performance. Over the past week, Bud is down about 2%, but zoom out to the last month and they're up nearly 14%. Over 3 months, the stock has surged 29%, and over the past year, it's up an impressive 47.7%. That's some serious momentum, outperforming the broader consumer defensive sector, which is up just 4.9% over the same period. Looking at the chart, they've been on a steady uptrend since early last year, breaking through key resistance levels. For short-term traders, the stock might be a bit overbought after this run, so a pullback could offer a buying opportunity if you're looking to get in. Long-term, the trend looks bullish as long as they keep executing on growth. All right, let's wrap up the deep dive with an intrinsic value analysis to see if Bud is priced fairly. Using a discounted cash flow model, we'll factor in their free cash flow of $11.3 billion for 2025, projected growth rates based on management's 4-8% EBITDA growth guidance, and a discount rate reflecting their beta of 0.71, which suggests lower volatility than the market. We'll also consider their debt load and reinvestment needs for things like marketing and expansion. After running the numbers, the intrinsic value per share comes out in the range of $85 to $90, compared to the current price of $80. This suggests Bud might be slightly undervalued, offering a potential margin of safety for long-term investors. Of course, this assumes they hit their growth targets and manage debt effectively. If market conditions or consumer trends shift, that value could adjust. But right now, it looks like there's some upside potential here. So what's the final verdict on Anheuser-Busch InBev? They're a global leader with a rock-solid brand portfolio and impressive financials, especially when it comes to profitability and cash flow. Sure, they've got challenges like debt and declining volumes in some markets, but their growth in emerging regions and focus on premium products give them a strong runway. At the current valuation, with a potential intrinsic value above the stock price, Bud could be a solid pick for long-term investors who believe in the beverage sector's stability. What do you think? Are you bullish on Bud, or do you see too many risks? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, keep investing smart.